Life be hard on here, man.
Like be hard.
They got 8 billion people in the world. What are we doing?
I mean, a quarter of that is Nick Cannon seeds
Not even. He doesn't even.
and offspring, so
He doesn't even touch like a decimal point.
oh, here's another topic. The whole lie. Would you leave your partner because of a lie?
Absolutely.
I read it and I'm just like, I mean, the lie itself was wild.
Yeah. Three kids, a wife, and a divorce.
Yeah, like it's not, that's not a white lie. That's not, oh, okay, I didn't. Okay, I don't know how to change a tire.
I was thinking, I was like, she's lucky she got to know before he started robbing her.
Oh yeah, that seems like something he's done before.
He that stealing type of behavior.
It's trapping type of behavior.
For sure. It's like catfish behavior, totally. Because if he can hide three kids plus a wife.
I actually have a story for that. You know, I have a story. Oh, this one. This is another disrespectful one.
Or maybe he just thought like they don't exist to me.
I mean, no. Okay, we'll save it for discussion.
What's the other one?
Oh, this one. This one was funny to me.
I told somebody I'm gonna have a baby in 2 years, and they laughed at me.
They laugh at
Just
you.
like you did.
No. I'm laughing at the fact that the person laughed at you. Because it's such a disrespectful response.
What I said. They're like, you're not gonna do it. Was like, oh man, just no faith, no hope.
Do this one too. We have a chance.
Where are you putting these?
Oh, in the chat. Can you see
Oh.
I thought you could see
Okay.
them. Yeah, let me put them in the WhatsApp group.
This one. Oh, yeah, that was funny.
Bro, this guy hasn't put his daughter to sleep yet, yo. He don't. Come on, bro. You gotta be better.
I think we're gonna have to go without him again.
I'm about to tell him he's a bad parent.
No, that's savage. What kind of dad are you? It's 10 o'clock.
Your baby should have been sleeping.
Y'all don't sleep train at your house?
Yeah, Who runs the house? You or them?
I don't know who runs your house, you or your kids.
You know, I'm told it's 9:30. That means you should have already been warming those kids up to go to bed.
Who runs your house, though?
My household? My wife does.
Your kids? My wife does.
You can look at it however which way you want. My wife is the CFO, CEO, whichever one.
Your wife holds it down.
Now, are they on the board of directors?
Who? The your kids? Children? The kids. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
they run the company.
See, that's what I'm saying. Who technically who runs it, who, you know, who benefits, you know, who is in charge and who has a say? My wife. Now, you have a board of directors that pull.
They make decisions, they vote yay or nay.
Make decisions behind the scenes. Now, that's a whole other story in itself.
Can you imagine if your kids got to vote?
On decisions in the house?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's not far-fetched. I think I would do that.
What if they want to do something totally ridiculous?
I could see myself doing it. But it has to be something like, even if it's ridiculous, there has to be like 5% of me that's just like, maybe.
I can make it work.
Maybe. Like if they want to do something and I consider it, if I'm like even considered for a split second, then I'll be like, all right, we could vote on it. We could vote on it. If you could get 2 votes, I'll support it. You get 2 or 1 vote, and I'll support. No, 1 vote. If you can get 1 other vote, I'll support it.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hi, Pierre.
What's going on, George?
The boss finally let you out, Joe?
Come on, it's just me and Zozo.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's also 9:45, you know?
Yeah. You guys doing some, you know, single life, lifestyles. No responsibilities but yourself type situation.
No.
See, did you forget to put that baby to bed?
Yeah.
No, she's on the foolishness tonight.
No. You see here? See, George? I told you. Who runs the house, yo? That's not no single life. That's not no single life nothing, Bridget. The time was set like 2 o'clock. Like 2 hours ago.
She didn't get the memo, yo.
I mean, that's whose fault? That's not my fault. Like, that's not our fault.
I think you need to add a baby to
7
the text.
O'clock. 7 o'clock. 2.5 hours. 2.5 hours.
Add it to the group chat, yeah.
Oh, I was supposed to add Philly. Forgot to do that.
Does she read?
Does the baby read?
She's learning still.
All right, I'll make it easy. Yeah, yo, George.
So you're saying Twitter's too complicated?
Maybe. George was wondering if you believe in, like, if you know what sleep training is, you know.
Sleep training?
Yeah, you know.
No, what is that?
It's a thing where you put your baby to sleep at a certain time every day in the same place.
Why don't you just say bedtime? Well,
Sleep training.
Y'all are black. Your kids sleep anywhere they want.
Because what happens is you're training them to get used to sleeping at that same time. In that same spot, the first couple of times that
sounds like bedtime. Go to your room. Bedtime.
Nah, the first couple of times you're gonna get wailing and bawling and complaining and stuff. I don't know. It's white people tradition. Sleep training, potty training. That's all.
This was like, I need to pee. Then I'm thirsty. Then I need to pee again. Then the music is not working on the Google.
Oh,
have you guys ever seen
bro, that the sound video? Pampered, bro.
You guys ever seen the video of them letting babies, like newborns, pee on the toilet?
Like how newborn?
Like a couple weeks old.
Yeah, I don't see how that's even feasible.
That somebody's baby, holding that baby them, obviously.
Oh yeah, well, they're about to be like they falling in.
Yeah, or is it a baby toilet?
No, somebody's holding the baby over the toilet.
Nah.
And then it pees, and then they clean them up.
That's just for TikTok.
It's apparently a very common thing to do.
Sounds cheap.
I seen this.
It's from poor countries like Russia and stuff.
Oh, okay. So I seen this white lady saying how when it's time for like her kid to go use the washroom, they'll make a noise like so they associate it. So then when you want them to go, you just go psst.
That's too much and programming, bro. That's too much deep programming.
What if they're out in the world and somebody can't whistle and that's and the they, sound that go, comes out?
And they start they start goddamn.
Yeah, triggered. I don't just gotta change your pants because you get embarrassed.
No, that's hilarious.
That's not cool.
Put the diaper on the baby, so when the baby just peed, they get uncomfortable with the pee, and then they don't like that feeling.
I'm telling
that's
you,
that's the point.
Now.
The baby will not cry.
Yeah, some kids don't give a damn. I got one of them in my house. Don't business. Do not business, bro.
There's only a certain amount of time that they can wear that pee-pee diaper.
All right. Okay. Okay. There. Okay. Okay.
Maybe you're just
my nephew gets to shit in his diaper and wait all day.
They don't
because
business.
He just wants to act a fool.
They don't the boys. They don't business, bro.
And now that he shits in the toilet, he acts like he still don't have no sense because he be in there wasting toilet paper.
Yeah. I be looking at it sometimes, and I'm just like. Why'd you use all this toilet paper?
Yo, this man's about to go on what's like all that show called Cheap?
Mm-hmm.
Or extreme
Cheapskate.
Yeah. This man's about to cut up some rags and put it in the bathroom and say, wipe your ass with that.
No.
Put it in the bin and we're gonna wash it and reuse it.
Mm-hmm. That's doing a lot. I'd rather get a bidet.
I don't play with feces like that.
You don't play with this guy, said I don't play with you. Anyways, welcome to 100% Savage Podcast. I'm your boy Dre with Pierre and George.
Hello.
Matt said, I don't play with feces. That's hilarious. Either way, how you been, Pierre? How you been, George?
Yeah, you know, out here slaving away for the tax, man. Christmas time is coming up and everybody... You know, want something, but I'm getting me that PS5, so I gotta put in that extra work.
You're really gonna buy it? You're gonna buy a PS5, yeah?
You not hear him say I'm getting it?
I think it's a horrible investment.
You know, joking aside, you know, this is end of year is not the month for me, bro. Too many Scorpios, too many December babies, too many January things. Like end of the month going into the end of the year going into the new year. It's like all the birthdays just line up.
I mean,
you
that's
to work
your own
all
fault.
Year to pay for it.
Half all of them just line up.
Half of those people you invited into your life, so.
You're right. You're right. Consequences, yo. Consequences.
It's okay. You know, my birthday was on Sunday. We didn't do nothing. Uh-huh. I didn't make you spend no money. I didn't make you
don't
do
worry.
Nothing. I didn't make
I'll,
you go
I'll,
on
I'll take you out. I'll take you out in the new year. Don't worry.
You guys should go on a date.
We should, yo. We haven't gone on one in a while. Still.
Yeah, we used to. No, we went a few months back.
I went to the not even a few, like last month.
Wait, speaking of the movies, did you guys watch that movie?
Nah, I haven't watched it yet.
Which one?
You know Wakanda the movie.
The one that she
Wakanda
must
forever.
Speak of.
Yeah, I
watched it. Because she hasn't watched the first one.
Absolutely not.
Georgia, just watch it, man.
I'm going to stick beside him.
They used Tyler Perry Studios to film half this movie, though. So You can watch it now.
Oh, it's not about Tyler Perry. It's just the fact that they had that shit as advertisement at McDonald's. White people don't deserve to get that.
Oh my, are you gatekeeping Black Panther?
Yes.
You don't have to gatekeep Black Panther.
You're right, because they already told it to the world.
Madea's in it. What if I told you Madea's in it?
I would not believe you, because Tyler Perry does not fit into that world at all.
So you'd be surprised.
Yeah, I'm in the church. If it's Tyler Perry playing a regular person, I don't want to watch it.
No. They could slide Madea into that movie and as a comedic relief.
In Black Panther?
No. Yeah. No, they, like an end credit or something. Like,
God, I am one tenth Wakandan. I'm out of gold.
That's a horrible Madea impression. You didn't say
that. I was trying to figure out what she said.
Can I tell you guys why I don't want to watch Black Panther? Like the real reason?
No. No.
No?
Go ahead. Sure. You could tell us. Sure.
It's because when they showed the commercial after I heard about the movie, the first person on the commercial was a white man, and I was like, oh, hell no. They messed it up.
He's the only dude in the white man in the movie.
That he wasn't supposed to be there.
In the first one?
Yeah, he was in the first one.
Yeah,
the same guy. So what? Hold on, Pierre. Hold on. So that's your excuse for not watching the second one.
You know,
I haven't seen any of them because of that.
That's why I'm trying to figure out. So you're making it seem like
the cast is like 2%.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. She's trying to make it seem like that's her reason for not watching the second one. Like she watched the first one. What's your reason for not watching?
I'm not watching any of them for that reason. Just say I know whatever he's doing there is not right.
Just say you don't like black people.
Just say you're not into superhero movies.
Don't give her to black. Just say you don't support black people, black actors, and black infrastructure in the United
States. Black production. I support it if it's all black.
It is all black.
No. It shouldn't even be a
spell. You're an extremist.
No, you know what?
You said 100%, not 98, not 99.
Isn't that the name of the podcast?
Fear. You know why that's so bullshit? Because her house right now was built by white people. The road you drive on was built by white people.
Absolutely right.
Built by white people. The weave.
And that's what I'm saying. They didn't need to be a part of this movie. They're part of everything.
The weave in your wigs. The weave in your wigs was selected, stolen, and resold to black people by white people. Like, come on, Audrey.
That's not right. Because I'm a Rasta now. I can't wear weaves. You know what I mean? Bona fire, bona fia care.
Yeah, right.
Fly off your back.
George, just watch. No, it's okay.
Absolutely not.
We're going to watch it. I'm going to invite you over to a Madea marathon. And in between.
I won't watch that.
But then it's a Black Panther intervention.
In between one of the movies, in between Madea's funeral and Madea goes to jail, I'm going to throw Black Panther in there.
In between Madea's funeral. That's hilarious.
Isn't there a Madea funeral movie?
I don't know.
Madea dies or something. Like
that, yeah. No? But she doesn't really
I
die.
I haven't watched Madea since the Kiki Palmer one.
Hey, man, this movie broke box office. Everybody was expecting.
But was it worth it? Oh, you guys didn't see it yet.
Yeah,
you're seeing
it. Was a good movie, so
I didn't see it.
Like, was it everything you waited for?
Was it better than the first one? Because the first one wasn't.
It really wasn't everything I waited for. It wasn't. You know, but is
it wasn't better than the first one?
Disney is.
It's a very simple. It's not. We're not trying. I don't need like your.
Oh, I'm not trying to ruin anything.
No. But I don't need your professional movie theater opinion on it. Was it better than the first one?
Simple. No, I don't think so.
Then it was trash.
Anything better than the first one?
Yes.
No, these sequels are usually never better than the first one.
I could honestly say Thor, Dark World, and Ragnarok was better than the first one.
Talking about
was better than either way.
The last.
not what the podcast
move
is
on, about. Move on. Move on.
Topics are posted in the chat. Are we done talking about Wakanda Forever?
Sure.
Straight up, yeah.
No Tyler Perry comments.
Stay black,
no.
Yo.
Stay black.
Stay black, but I'm never watching that movie.
Never.
I mean.
I also haven't seen very many slave movies.
You know what? You know what slave movie you should watch? Woman King.
Absolutely not.
That's a good slave movie to watch.
It is a slave movie, so.
Where the slave owners are black people.
Anything where black people are not in a good light, I get upset.
So, you just don't watch TV?
No, I want my niggas, if they're going to be doing bad things, wow. They're doing it to other niggas.
That was a hard end. Hard I, hard G, hard G. Mm-hmm.
How come I can't see the chat? What's going on?
Elongated E.
For real, I want my black people to be just black people, doing just other shit with other black people.
I cannot see the chat for some reason. What's the first topic, my friend?
Oh no, I'll send it to you. Hold on. There we go. You should be able to see it. There. Can you see it now?
No. Give me 1 second.
You want to read it to him?
Yeah, I'm going to have to. Even though I don't want to. Because I feel like Pierre is just irresponsible. All
right, it's my topic anyways. So,
Just wait. Because he's very irresponsible. And he likes people to baby him. Do things for him. So, we don't really want to play into that, you know, type of behavior.
So Pierre? Give
him a chance to figure out.
Oh, we lost him.
No, he walked away or something.
We need to get you back, Pierre. Hold on to the life raft.
Nothing.
We're throwing you a bone here, man. Hello.
Are you even still there? Can you hear us? This guy unmuted himself. I'm telling you, George. We might just have to move on from Pierre. Yo.
So you're saying he's doing all of this so that he can get out of the podcast?
I think so. I think deep down he doesn't want to be here anymore.
I believe you. I've been thinking it for a while, but I didn't want to say it.
This is his idea of like a
hello
of slow quit. Oh, was it slow quitting?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. He's trying to Elon Musk us.
I hear you. All right, but I don't see nothing in the chat. I just see when you put hi.
Okay.
Oh, because he wasn't here, I guess. For it.
Oh, he wasn't on time.
Damn.
Is that what it was? He wasn't on time?
Anyways.
That sounds about right.
All right, let's go. Let's get this. You're going to do a lot of editing on this dead space, y'all.
What dead space? Yo, this is
damn.
Bro, I'm done editing. This is good. As is. Yeah, I had the intro.
You got to work with us. You seen the topics out here?
You don't. We're going to have to read
them. No, I don't see them, man. Just go to the topic, man.
All right. So I saw something and it said my wife started working out at the gym. Said that she's working on herself. So she starts working out.
Uh-huh.
Then the wife tells this guy that she was so sore at the gym. Her personal trainer, who's a male, gave her a piggyback to her car.
So, there's a lot of things you got to unpack with these statements here, you know? First of all,
like what?
If you can't even walk to your car, why are you driving?
Where are you driving to?
Where are you driving to? If you cannot even walk to your car. Secondly, if you're in that bad of condition after workout, which I'm saying, it's possible
Call an ambulance.
Then you call an emergency contact, right? What's mm-hmm. putting you in the car gonna do? Huh? Endanger you and everybody else. That's irresponsible.
No, is he wrong for divorcing her?
Oh, is that what happened?
Oh god. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that shit escalated.
Wow. No, that was something else was going on. And that was the last
last straw, I think. He's justified. Even if it was a first straw, he's justified, yeah. Because one. I mean, you just can't be married to stupid people, irresponsible people. And that seems like a very irresponsible and stupid.
So you're saying excuse. That decision made him think she has whole tendencies.
Whole tendencies?
This could be a possibility.
If you're so sore, how did you get up on his shoulders for the piggyback? Did he lift you from the ground?
I don't know.
Yeah, she for the
school. What would you do, Dre? What would you do?
What would I? What do you mean? What would I do?
What would you do?
Oh, my wife's not even. First of all, personal trainer. Okay, is he male or female? Are they male or female? Oh, they're male.
It's male. It's a male. It's a male.
Don't worry, I'll be there. I'll be there with you.
You got it's our personal trainer.
No, it's not. No, I don't have to work out. I will sit there and watch you guys. And watch you guys.
Sounds like you have a bit of insecurity why you cannot let a woman be a bit independent and go.
Yeah, because these hoes out here letting niggas piggyback them to the car after a workout. Or there's all these new events out here for girls' night, you know. Was it sipping? Sip and suck paint or and sip? Paint and suck and sip and suck okay. And dick and flick and teddy bear.
What the hell are you talking about? I am
what I'm saying is there's a lot of niggas out here talking about their selling services like cooking and massages and personal training and all of that shit. And all it is just gigolos, okay? They just out here dicking down and licking down people's wives. Like,
listen, if the women them can have the OnlyFans
and getting paid for it.
Them have that, you know,
and getting paid for it.
I would do it too if I had the penis.
I mean, that's fine. I have no problem if that's your how you making money. Then that's how you making money. Just don't make money with my wife.
You better like keep that. Your wife up out of there.
All right, yo. Here's another scenario. Right. And I'm just remembering this one. So basically, this wife was a bit of a party goer, marries this husband who's not as an extrovert as she is, right? She smokes, she drinks. Personal. She does a little, drugs, nothing too hard. They go out, right? Go to a party. It's her friend's party. Husband leaves early because he's like, it's getting a bit too rowdy, blah, blah, blah. She gets a little bit high, gets in her car, gets into a accident, like a really bad accident, ends up going to the hospital. And when she comes to out of the coma that she was in from the accident, the first thing she remembers is that somebody at the party had sent her a dick pic, right?
Sent her a dick pic.
A dick pic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's coming out of the coma, and that's the first thing that goes in her head, and she's thinking, oh my God, my phone. And then she looks over to the left and it's her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband says, we gotta talk. Right?
Okay.
So she was in a coma, she was incubated. Her throat's messed up from being
intubated.
Intubated, right? And she's all scratching and stuff. And
her throat's messed up from the dick that she done swallowed before.
Party. Was in a coma, so she had the breathing tube down her throat.
She had something
in her
throat,
all right. Yeah, sound about right.
Joke. All right, so, well, obviously she was out and dude unlocked her phone and went through her phone. It found some dick pics and some risque messages. we got to talk. She's like, you know, my throat's hurting, blah, blah, blah. And she's
wait, what's she talking? Like,
no, she couldn't really talk, but she's trying to because he's grilling her. And she's setting off like the heart monitors because her blood pressure is going up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So nurses come in and like, you got to leave, you got to leave. We got to do something about her, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So he leaves. And then this lady comes to find out that he had canceled her insurance.
Oh, God.
Well, she's in the hospital.
And left her in the hospital. This is in the States, too. Left her in the hospital with a hefty bill. Like he removed her from his insurance.
Off of the dick pic?
I don't think they can. He can't do that.
I mean, he can if it's his insurance.
If it's his insurance, he can, yeah.
I feel like you got.
I mean,
wait a while or something.
No, you just gotta sign the papers. No.
You just gotta sign the paper, yeah.
You're and no longer a manufacturer.
Is he wrong?
That's so easy to get out of a marriage.
No, that's how easy it is to cancel insurance.
He's still married to her, but then okay, this is why. Realistically, that's dumb because her debt becomes his debt when they get divorced.
Yeah.
Well, I said I would have taken a step further. While he was in that little coma, after I found it, I'm not just canceling insurance. I'm like,
you canceling life,
moving house, locking doors, changing locks, a whole bunch.
She might not even come home.
Huh?
Yeah, she might not even have woken up from the coma, bro.
Hey,
you don't know she's gonna wake up, so why would you move?
I mean, the simplest thing he could have did was like.
The better thing is that she don't wake up then.
Nah, the simplest thing he could have did was like just tick off, do not resuscitate.
Aye, that went dark.
Yeah, that went. But I understand.
I mean, if he gonna do all of that, right? Like,
no, don't.
Right now, he has the power. I get it.
Wait, did you guys already do the surgery? Yes.
What?
Why? Oh, I just got her phone unlocked. Never mind. I don't know, man. But hey,
like that's wild because, but she's still wrong because you don't just like. I don't know if she's cheating or not, but you don't just get rat like. Ain't nobody just wake up to a dick pic that's not silly, like unsolicited to some degree. Like you, that nigga have your number.
Could you imagine though?
That nigga has your number.
You're rushing to the hospital. Your loved one was in an accident. They're like, yo, she's in surgery. We have to put her in a coma.
Here's all her things.
Here's all her things. You could go and visit her in a bit. You might want to contact her work or other immediate family. Like, she's going to be here for a bit. All right, you unlock the phone. And it unlocks straight to a dick pic and messages. And you can see the timestamp of like 3 hours earlier.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I might have to, first and foremost. Yeah, I might have to sign the divorce papers on her behalf.
I don't understand though. What is the point of sending a dick pic? Like, unless it's like solicited or it's like somebody you're with, what is the point? I'm not asking you guys because you guys send it to probably your wife or at the time your girlfriend about to be your wife. But like, just a random, like, out here in the world, people just be sending it to you when you meet them and say hello.
Realistically, because niggas know that women are just as horny, if not hornier, than men.
That don't make me horny.
So there, it's a 50-50 chance that
it's 50-50 a dick, stuff,
you know, a veiny dick, a smooth dick, black dick, white dick, pink dick, purple dick, might get you in, you know, not necessarily maybe thinking about fucking that dude. But just remind you of maybe the last time you fucked, and then maybe get you horny a little bit, and then maybe kind of thinking, well, maybe let's, you know,
there's
let's
a lot
see,
going on here.
Let's see what we can.
You know, it's a different generation. I'm pretty sure where probably older generations just snapping like a certain angle.
I think
out, they're setting up ring lights and things.
They just don't need to do it anymore.
See, I think originally only like well hung big dick niggas were sending dick pics.
You're right.
We gotta take a poll because I don't think so.
No, I'm not concerned. I'm not talking about us, but I'm talking about like at the very, very.
No, he hasn't let it.
Exactly, I'm thinking like the very, very beginning, right? Like you know, you got something impressive, and you like, I'm gonna share this with the world. I'm gonna share this with you. And then yeah, that nigga, and then that nigga's. Well, I don't think I am going to. And then that guy tells his friends, he's like, yeah, yo, I sent you this. And, you know, this is how she responded. And that dude's just like, yo, I'm going to do that. But that dude ain't hung like the other dude.
This guy's going like the first guy to ever do it.
So now he doing it thinking, oh, it you know, it's a thing. And da 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 da. And you know what? It's probably women's fault because a nigga might probably send you a dick pic. One, you don't immediately say that's disgusting. Don't ever do that again. You either ignore it, leave it on red, or you make him feel good about it. And then you fuck the dude. And then he thinks everything that he did up until getting the pussy was acceptable and and it works. And then he continues doing that shit. And then he shares it with other people and then they do that shit.
Well, that's not right.
And now you mad because you get dick pics from every other dude that you meet. Nigga, you don't even need a phone number.
You pass
a bus stop, you get an airdrop.
I have mine turned off.
Yeah, well, technology is like scary now.
It's reckless.
Did you guys hear about that? I think it was a college volleyball team that had like the whole team had nudes that got leaked.
Female or nudes? Male?
Female. The nudes for the whole team got leaked.
That's crazy.
That is scary and brings up a lot of questions. How do you...
I only have one question.
Okay, go.
Why do you, all of you have nudes in the same place?
That's or how did one person get all of these nudes for the whole
That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Is it because it's not like obviously Alden, it's not like they hack all of your phones.
That means everybody takes a naked picture.
Right. That means that you guys had a group chat with nudes.
Yeah. That's what I think it is. And the funny thing about that, the next game after the incident, right? Was the most attended game they ever had.
I could yeah, it's like sense. I'm not. Have you seen volleyball players?
No. Yeah, I've seen them. Yeah.
They be cheeked up, but they got nice bodies.
Right? Yeah. Like, why not?
They said thousands of students came out in, you know, solidarity. I was like, yes, sure, solidarity.
Solid. Something was solid.
Rock hard.
It must have been a group chat or something, and someone just decided,
or they it wasn't leaked and they just did it themselves, whatever.
I mean they would still leak it, right?
At that point it's just a post, it's not a leak. Yeah. But all right, you can see the topics now up here.
Yeah.
All right, we get into the second one.
Would you leave your partner over a lie? Depends on how big the lie is.
Ooh, okay. So you're married, right?
Yeah.
Let's say it's like you're engaged, you're about to be married, and then you find out they have like an ex-husband and three kids that you didn't know about.
Yeah, that's on, like, why? Why haven't you told me about this? Are you in danger? Are they in danger? Is this a scam thing?
This nigga's Captain Save-A-Ho.
This captain.
Right? Yeah.
You ask him a lot of questions, my guy.
No, no, it's over, but I'm just really like, I want to know. Like, why am I just finding out this?
From their parent.
Yeah, like, what's going on? Like, why am I just
finding out? What if they say, like, my kids don't fuck with me like that? What do you do?
I mean, then that brings up a lot about the character of your parenting and, like, what happened in your life.
What if this happened to a woman. She posted how she found out her fiance had three kids.
Her husband?
They had already gotten married.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. Her husband had three kids and an ex-wife that she didn't know about. She found out from his mom. Right?
How long were they going out?
They were married.
Yeah, but people be getting married after like 3 months now, so.
Bro.
I feel like 3 months is enough time to be like, you know what I got? A couple kids.
Three kids, a couple dependents. Got a few dependents.
I mean, you should be saying that from the jump.
Like, the only excuse I can think of is like, oh, once we divorced.
Amnesia.
So here's the story. So, when I was getting married, right? Mm-hmm. And we went and we're filing paperwork and all of that stuff, right? No, it wasn't even when I was getting married. Because we were buying a house around the same time.
Oh, is this, I think I know the story.
Yeah. Right? So we're buying a house and so on. So they're like, we need your partner's information, so-and-so, husband, whatever, fiance. So, you know, my wife gave my information, right, to the lawyer. You know, the lawyer called back, bro. Like, I don't know, for a few days or the next year or something, they call back. And, like, normally when anything, she'll put it on speaker so I can hear, right, you know, give my opinion, whatever. She put it on speaker. She's like, are you by yourself? Or are you with your spouse? They're like, she's like, no, he's here. Oh, okay, do you want to go to the next room?
Oh, jeez.
And then at that point, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, what you trying to set up now? Like what, you don't took my name off shit? Like, what you trying to do? Like, yeah, I want to hear. Oh, tell her to speak. I want to hear. Da, da, da. So I'm thinking it's like, oh, some shady things, right? Mm. So Lori talks on. So we ran your... ran your husband's name and stuff.
Did a background check.
We just did a background check, right? And there is a person with the same name, the same birthday.
No, that's not what she said.
That is what she said.
No, she said, do you own another property?
No, because you're interrupting the story. You're interrupting the story because that's not what she said. She said, there's basically, there's this person with another name, with the same name, same birthday, that currently owes on child support.
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware that your husband, you know, if they have any
possibly
history,
owes some child
possibly support. Hasn't, you know, been married, you know, been has any children that they know of. And because the way she worded it is like, oh, same name, like same first, middle, last name,
mm-hmm.
same birthday,
mm-hmm.
also lived in Brampton.
That's
also
not surprising.
Also lived in Toronto. Like she made it seem like it's just all the shit is just too similar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this nigga has kids and he owes child support. So if you put his name on anything, you'll be responsible.
Get out now!
You're going to jail. Yeah.
Basically, what she's trying to say is like, look,
you're going to jail too.
Yeah, obviously you didn't know, but this nigga probably got warrants out. Like,
you got to leave.
And bro, my wife is looking at me and I'm like, at this point, I'm not even being like, oh, she's doing something. I'm like, look, okay, I want you to understand. I want you to understand. This is not me. This is not me. I promise you, I ain't got no kids. It's not me. Can't be me. I don't understand. It's not me. I'm there to defend. I'm sweating. I'm sweating and I'm nervous because I'm like, what? I don't think. Like, what?
You're trying to remember where you
have
been.
Like, what?
No. You know what? It wouldn't be hard though for like that to actually happen, and you don't know about it until someone
three kids, my guy.
I mean,
nah, I was not out there in the streets like that.
What I'm getting at is that someone could literally just put your name on something by coincidence and make up.
Now, are you a junior?
Am I a junior? No.
Yeah, you're a junior, no?
I'm not a junior.
Maybe it's your dad owes child support for you.
Oh, he definitely do. He definitely do. He definitely do.
He's black. It makes sense.
He back at least 35 years.
At this point, you might as well just call it quits.
So what do you did she continue the conversation or did
she did? She's like, I don't think, I'm pretty sure that's not my husband. So she's like, okay, that's fine. It's just, I just wanted to notify you and me and let you know just in case, right?
Was it stolen identity?
No, it was literally same
another
name.
Another person with little, the same name, same birthday. Name
and same birthday.
And lived in the same areas. That seems sus, bro.
It's not.
Seems like someone stole. It's not hard to steal people's identity, but that just seems like maybe someone did.
No, I've done my to run my credit score and all, and I've done.
But it makes sense because you have done a pretty. Common name. Yeah.
But like I've done the whole address and where you live thing is.
But bro, I've done. Suspicious. I've done vulnerable background sector checks. I've done background checked before. I've ran my fingerprints are on record at Peel. So I'm like, it's not me. If it was me, something would have came up a while ago.
Now, why did they have your fingerprints? Did you go to jail?
I just said, I just did back. I told you, I just did background checks. I had to do background checks. I've worked a lot of places. I mean, I've been employed at a lot of companies.
He was there.
Sometimes they ask for background checks, and I'm like, I ain't got nothing to hide, so I'll do the background check.
He was there when he was there.
But yeah, yo. So I don't know, yo. Maybe she rushed. Nah, that lady found out from that nigga's mom. Like his mom, and by happenstance, like it was like in a conversation.
What if it was like a moment of passion, like he couldn't take it anymore?
Three kids.
No, like he couldn't take her not knowing, so he told her.
He told his mom. Oh, maybe he was trying to get out.
Of what?
That too.
He told his mom to just slide it in the conversation.
But what if his mom's not around?
But his mom is the one that told her. She was the one that mentioned to him. He's just like, hey, when you guys are talking about the drapes, just mention my ex-wife and three kids. Mm-mm. Say they like the color blue too.
It would be shady as hell.
I mean, niggas are. People are very shady.
People are shady.
So, all right, let's get on to topic number three.
And then we got to call it a night because I'm tired.
Yeah, people got homework and stuff to do.
That's right.
I don't even know how to ask this question, but what would be your reaction? Do you think it's okay to propose to a widow at the funeral? For the husband.
At the funeral for the husband.
So you die.
I couldn't wait.
So Pierre, you die. Uh-huh. I come to your funeral. And I propose to your now widowed wife. At your funeral.
What would be the reason?
I mean, I'm getting up. And I'm saying, yo, bro, that's not cool. He said, I'm getting up. I was like, yo, that's not cool, bro. That's too soon, my guy.
I mean, right, is it though?
Yeah, man. Like,
you know what I mean, they
ain't nothing you gonna do about it. Settle on my body, bro.
They ain't nothing you gonna do about it anyway, right? So, like,
yeah, but the respect, though. Like,
so I heard a crazy story. as they're talking about this, widowed and whatever. 62 years, these people were friends. Like, you know, back in the day, you live in a community, husband yeah. and wife, you make friends with the husband and wife. 62 years, these people were having an affair. Mm-hmm. And when the guy's wife died, they got married within 3 months.
They played the long game, yo.
Yeah.
They played the long game. They said, just, I'm just going to wait.
He was like 100 and something, and she was like 90 something.
At the, actually, at that age, that okay. At, I mean, because they were married. See, if it was like, if it's like a young couple, I'm maybe like, nah, please gotta, they gotta investigate her. You know, rat poisoning, slow poisoning him. But you, 100 and something now, you don't live your life.
What if the kids now don't want nothing to do with none of them?
The kids don't have nothing to do with none of them to begin with, bro. 100 and something. You kids are, your kids are about to die.
They're about to die.
Your kids are in their 60s, bro. Like, one wrong step down the stairs and they gone too. Fuck about the kids. Okay, you know what? And this is off the topic. At a certain age, you got to stop calling kids kids.
They'll never stop being your kids.
At a certain, my children, bro, there's going to be a certain point where I'm going to stop calling them kids.
What are you
going to
call them?
Utes. My your utes. People? My, you know, my offspring.
And call them by their first name.
My, exactly. Jason. You know, you meet new people on the road. Oh, who is this? Mike.
Call him
Mike. What do you mean, Mike? What do you mean, Mike? Who's Mike to you? Mike's my son. So why didn't you say this is my son, Mike? Because his name is Mike. That son part is sometimes. I want to claim him all the time. Shit.
Do you guys think your mom know when your birthday is?
No.
My mom knows when my birthday is?
Nah, my mom, she knows. Mm-hmm. My mom knows.
Yeah. Why wouldn't my mom know when my birthday is?
Does George, do your parents not know when your birthday is?
She was there, bro.
Your parents don't know when your birthday is?
No, they got too much other shit to do.
No, come on, George. That's some fucked up shit now. Your parents gotta know when your birthday is.
They'll know the date of.
They gotta.
It's not like if you ask them, they gotta think about it.
Oh no, they don't care. We're not asking whether they care. We're not asking whether they really care or not. But they gotta. They know. It's just a date.
Or they probably know the month, but the year they're sketchy on.
Were you adopted? Like, what are you talking about?
Nah.
George,
you guys don't have siblings?
George, I mean, I got a sibling. Yeah. I got a sister.
All right, that's one. You got to have multiple siblings.
I'm first.
I got a stepsister. I got a stepbrother.
No, you got to be like real siblings.
I got two nephews and two grandkids and two kids.
Once your parents reach like 3-4 kids, they stop remembering certain shit about
it. Oh, yeah, they outnumber. You outnumber the parents, so they don't care.
I don't support that logic. Then again, my father, my dad, he will call me within a day. Either a day before, a day after, or the day on.
But that's because he's a man.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
But if you ask, she'd probably have to think about it before she can tell you the full details.
Of your birth?
How many siblings you
of
got?
Of my birthday.
That means, I don't know, maybe you weren't, maybe... Maybe you didn't do enough damage on your way out.
I'm pretty sure I did. I was fat as hell.
My mother.
How many siblings do I got? Yeah. Well, my mama had 5. And my daddy had a whole bunch more.
Well, the longest time I used to hear about, oh, you see this scar here? This C-section scar here? All the time around my birthday. You see this here? You see this here? This is you, you know. Oh,
no. You know. You gave your mom a C-section?
I didn't give her a shit. I was in the belly.
That's exactly why I don't work on my birthday. I'm like, you know how chill I was that day before I came here?
Yeah, don't blame that on me. Well, fuck, that's between you and your doctor.
I'm pretty sure I tore up my mom's vagina. I was fat.
My responsibility was to was it inhale or absorb nutrients? That's it. And then y'all motherfuckers decided. I mean, you know, I think it's been in there for a minute. I think today might be a day we need, you know, he needs to come out. Fucking Bill's got overcooked. Bill's, yeah, Bill's got to get paid. Wash dishes, got to get washed. Yeah, let's pull this nigga out. It's a forced eviction.
Basically.
It's a forced eviction. Here, you remember the you're
talking about that. But if you had something growing in your body, you'd want it out too.
I mean, it ain't doing nothing. What's it doing? It ain't, you know.
It's uncomfortable.
But it's not killing apparently. Me.
It can.
It can, but it was not at the time.
It's an eviction for real.
Like I don't look at my semen and be like, you know what, motherfuckers, like, you guys really ain't doing shit today. Even yada, when you yada, jerk yada, off? Yada yada yada. Psh, bye.
You never look at your cum when you jerk off and be like, what a waste.
No. Wait, y'all could have been basketball players. Y'all could have been football players.
Like, there goes my track star.
That's rough. That's rough, bro.
No. You could do it the other way and be like, bust a nut, look at your cum and be like, oh shit, that's 18 years of like money.
God damn. I think this is where we should end the podcast.
That's 6 years of diapers right there. That's food. Every day, 3 times a day, sometimes 4. Dessert, ice cream. Ice cream ain't cheap. I said ice cream ain't cheap. Huh? Oh, man. This has been good. George, you have a random question before we go?
That was my random question about the personal trainer.
Okay. Pierre, you got any random questions?
No, not really.
All right, Pierre, what time do you want to record next week?
Y'all can't do nothing a little bit later, earlier.
What time is good for you? You want to record at
7?
Can you do 7? 4 p.m.? 4 p.m.?
4 p.m.? Yeah, we can do 4 p.m.
I'm at work.
Nigga, I'm at work.
4 p.m., I finish work. I got to drive home.
I'm in a car at 4 p.m. driving home.
So how are we going to be recording?
We're not. He going to record by himself. Because he...
I'm like, this don't make no sense.
You're talking about, early. It's too late. It's too late. It's too late. George, can you believe this man spent money for to go play basketball? Mm-hmm. And then he fell asleep two weeks in a row instead of going to play basketball?
Yeah, I've been working hard, you know?
Can you imagine that? Imagine you buy a ticket to a movie and fall asleep.
I can imagine it because that's something I would do.
Before going to the movie?
That's something I would do.
Nah, it's not something I'm going to do, yeah. I'm going to go.
I don't enjoy movies, so like that's not even like impossible to think.
I mean, I blame your parents, but, you know.
I blame poverty.
Poverty for you not enjoying movies?
Yeah.
Or for your parents not knowing your birthday.
All of it. It's trauma.
This is very traumatizing.
Yeah.
You know.
Anyways, right. I gotta go to my bed. Therapy.
All right, George, hope you finish your homework.
Pierre, I hope so too.
Pierre, get a handle on your kids, bro. Stop letting them run your household. All right.
It's only one. Yeah.
Right? Like out here, like he got two or something.
No, Pierre, I'm not dissing you. I'm just saying he only has one child. He can't get a handle on that.
Oh, just, you know, put some bass in your voice. Stare, like when you look at, like, stare into their
soul. Through them.
No. Don't see when you look through them, they think you're not paying attention. You want to look at the pupils, at the eyes, and then focus so much that your eyes dilate.
Mm-mm. I gotta go because I gotta.
And they think you're crazy. Bye, either guys. Way, this has been 100% Savage Podcast. I'm Dre with Pierre and George. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Stay savage.